Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 25th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Family Center, Amy Scheid from there. We have Kelly from Sparhawk as well joining us. And we'll have Moselle from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Board joining us as well. Looking forward to that. Right now, our good friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce with us right now. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
How you been?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. I imagine your head is just starting to slow down, just starting to stop spinning after the Cranberry Blossom Festival weekend and everything.
Absolutely.
I heard nothing but good things from people over the weekend. Love the event, love some of the new things that were added. I heard at least one person mention you by name. Nice work.
Oh boy.
Nice work by you and the team. And it was positive. It was positive. Okay. It was good stuff. A lot of good vibes, a lot of good feelings from it. I took in nothing but good things. So nice job to you and the team and to all the local people that have to do with that event and make it so successful. Already looking forward to the next year.
Yes.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's stick to this year. I think that seems like a good idea. We want to get to lunch by the river right away.
Yes, absolutely. So excited for this Thursday. Obviously presenting sponsor Enbridge and then Royal Flush sponsor Crockett Septic. This week's sponsor is Greenway RV. So very excited to kick off the weekend. Obviously it's camping season, so perfect time to have them as an exclusive sponsor. We will also have entertainment by the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band. And then as well as the sheriff is going to join us with the canine. He asked if he could come down and kind of hang out with us at Veterans Park this week. So very excited to have him as well as, you know, a little thing to kind of grow this event and then bring in, you know, more businesses. The mayor has been out. I've seen him almost every week at the event, as well as the Wisconsin Rapids Police Chief. So it's been really nice to have people come to these events, especially using it, I mean, even as a networking to talk to people and then kind of listen to the things that people are saying, how they're feeling in a very like open, light environment. So definitely excited. We're going to have obviously Chatterbox, Rockies, MCG Services, Jamaican Kitchens. We have got a lot of lovely food vendors that have been coming down, as well as Casey Twist for the balloon twisting. We're hopefully going to be adding some more outdoor games. We found some, but definitely, you know, reaching out to those other businesses to have additional activities at these events.
And Lacey, it's great to hear that about Sheriff Becker, because Sean has talked about that on air, off air a bit about wanting to be down there and everything. So that's really nice to hear. And I know that last week for our Pet of the Week, we had the Southwick County Humane Society in, and they've been reaching out and stuff. And it's really cool to hear when we talk about an event that has been around for decades and the new stuff that is happening and how it is still has that fresh, fun feeling to it and everything. It's a credit to you and the team over there and to this community, people reaching out to you and want to be a part of the event.
Absolutely, yeah. Very excited. The 37th year. So I think it's awesome that we have this, and definitely take advantage of it and come out. We have been talking to the Humane Society. We're hoping he brings Alaska out.
Yes.
That is a deaf animal that they have there looking for a home. I know that she had a Conan for a little bit, so that he was just kind of waiting until that was off before he could join us.
Yeah. That don't get me started on these animals over at the Humane Society.
Yes.
I've got like 90 of them I want, and all of them are amazing. We can find out more about Lunch by the River by going to the website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Keep in mind, Lunch by the River going right through August, right in August, and we'll meet you there every Thursday at Veterans Park. Gather by the Gazebo, another great event coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Presenting sponsor Visit Rome, season sponsor Coldwell Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, and Rome Away From Home. Our July sponsor is Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. That is going to be on July 9th. That is the second Tuesday of the month. We will have Jackson Taylor there at the Rome Town Center for that live music, as well as Casey Twist for balloon twisting. And we are absolutely going to have the Adams County Humane Society at that one. They're going to join us. So they're going to bring two adoptable animals. Mm-hmm. They kind of asked me what I wanted, and I was like, anything that's looking for a home, bring it. Bring whatever. It's a porcupine. It's a goat. Bring it.
Doesn't matter.
So they're going to bring two, I believe, dogs to this one. So very excited to have them out there. And it's fun to kind of just pair with these other nonprofits and kind of make sure that they have a voice and to use that platform. And even if we can only find one animal a home in in this entire season for all for all these events, excuse me, that would just make my heart really full, because I think that that's something that we need to be doing and supporting this area, as well as making sure these pets have a safe environment. 4th of July is coming, so having them in safe homes where they can adjust instead of these fireworks at these humane societies. So definitely come out. That is 5:30 to 7:00. And we're really excited. We had a really, really good turnout at last month, and we're really trying to grow these events in this area.
Yeah. And the best way to grow these events is to attend them. They have more and more people spread the word about them, especially on your social media feeds. You just don't know who can see that might not have seen it otherwise, or maybe somebody knows about the event, but they forgot it was coming up. Like, oh, that's tonight or something, or it's tomorrow, and they can make plans for it. And a shout out to Jackson Taylor, first off, great artist, great mm-hmm. arts. Jackson's really good. I do want to note that. I do want to also note the Adams County Humane Society. Got friends that work over there, really good people that do some great work in that area, in that community, on this field. And you cannot give me a soapbox to stand on, Lacey, and not do it. These animals deserve it. It's the least we can do is helping our humane societies. Maybe not everybody can take in an animal, but most of us have an item or two that we can drop off, mm-hmm. or at the very least spread the word about these animals. Whether it's our pet of the week here at the morning show, or it's the Adams County, or wherever you're listening to us, there is a humane society that could use your volunteering or your work. Encourage you to reach out to them.
Absolutely.
Okay, get off my soapbox now. Get off my...
I appreciate it.
Gather by the gazebo coming up, everybody. Looking forward to that one. Also looking forward to Rendezvous in the Park.
Absolutely. So we have our lovely season sponsor, the City of Nakusa. Our date sponsors this month, for July, I should say, are going to be Urco Worldwide and Domtar Industries. We've been having this kind of running on their marquee as well. So definitely really, really thankful to Domtar for kind of adding that, additional marketing for us. That event is on Wednesday, July 17th, and we will have Ben Chitak out there. We are really, really excited to have, these area performers that come out, and they're so excited. They, they put on a show for one people to 500 people, and they're still as excited for each one. And I'm really, really grateful for Ben for coming out. And he's been really, really helpful in us getting that out there. So definitely come out that one. We really want to get more attendance at, and I really want everyone to at least come out at least once this summer and kind of just hang out by the river. It's lovely out there, and I really love Riverside Park.
Oh, love that park so much. It's a great park. A big shout out to Ben, and anytime he's showing up at something, it's going to sound good. It's going to be good. Ben gives nothing but great performances.
Absolutely.
Which is saying something, considering he's performing probably right now and performing in an
hour
from now.
In
an
yes.
hour from now, yeah. And he's still got all that energy. There's two things that you've noted here, Lacey, and one of them intentional, one of them maybe not, but you mentioned about working with nonprofits. And one of the things working with Terry very closely, CEO of United Way, for many years, I've picked up on and saw that I didn't see in this community when I first moved to it. When I first moved here, it was kind of nonprofit, all crabs in a barrel, fighting for that dollar and kind of pulling each other down. Mm-hmm. What I've seen in the last 10 years, especially since the pandemic, or during the pandemic, I should say, and since, is we're stronger together. When the Humane Society and our chamber team up, both a rising tide raises all boats. And it's beautiful to see that, where we're seeing more and more of that. This nonprofit and everybody working together, it makes our community stronger, makes these nonprofits and their missions that much stronger. But it's the same thing with artists and having these artists, whether it's Lunch by the River, Rendezvous in the Park, giving artists an opportunity to be seen by maybe new people, heard by new people. It's community supporting community. It's supporting the arts. And as a creative, I cannot tell you what that means to me into the creative community to see these opportunities available. And we want to make sure to get as many artists as we can a part of these things. If people want to reach out to you and find out more, whether it's a business or a food truck or an artist, how can they do that, Lacey?
Absolutely. So communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com is the best email for me. Definitely reach out. Make sure that you are, if you're not getting a hold of me through email, just give me a call or stop in the chamber. Perfectly fine with that too. I'm there 8 to 4. And then 715-422-4859 is my direct line if you want to give me a call.
Yeah, be sure if you can stop by.
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to Quick Trip probably anyway.
Yes.
Just go across the street. Just go over there and say hi
right
to the
there.
Gag over there. We're speaking with Lacey Ehlig, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Another fun event coming up right around the corner. As much as July July seems like it's far away. It's just a week away here. Lucky's Golf Outing right around the corner.
Yes, so we are very excited. Please join us. That is Tuesday, July 23rd. That is going to be at Lake Arrowhead. You can register to golf. You can register to golf and sponsor. You can kind of, you know, pick what you want to do, like a little bit of an a la carte option. There's different different sponsorships available based off of whatever's going to best align with your business or your mission. We have 3 platinum sponsors left, as well as 4 gold, and then 1 bronze, as well as the wine liquor pull, and then the raffle prize or basket. It is $125 per golfer, and that's 18 holes, and then that's also lunch, and then a really, really cool buffet dinner that Stacy and I picked. That's essentially just like a buffet of different kinds of appetizers. Yeah, so like bottomless wings, bottomless smash burgers, different kinds of like dips, a lot of stuff. We kind of wanted it to like be where you could network, walk around, carry your plate, talk to people, still be able to eat, but also like where the, you know, you can eat, take a bite, it's quick, and then you can go back to talking. So really excited to be out there at Lake Arrowhead at the Pines Course. So definitely reach out to us if you are looking to golf or sponsor, if you want to get your name out there. We're going to have hole sponsors, as well as I have some very out-of-the-box ideas for the hole games. And we are going to kind of have the sheriffs against sheriffs, as well as sheriffs against mayor and chiefs against mayor. So with some... They'll have some. I want to say, I want to make sure I politically say it correctly. Yeah, yeah. We'll have some like squirt gun sniping. Yeah. So really excited to get them all involved. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got different police chiefs that are both named Sean. So I want to do some Sean versus Sean action.
Oh, yes.
So really, really excited, as well as getting some more nonprofits involved from just the Wisconsin, Miss Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Mrs. Wisconsin, Miss Czech Republic Princess is also from Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. So to dress up, I mean, who doesn't want to dress up an accountant or a lawyer in a tiara?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And a tutu.
Absolutely.
So we're planning to do some of that kind of stuff at the holes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, having a lot of fun coming out. I mean, it's a great way to market your business as well as have some team building. Mm-hmm. I think that is really crucial in keeping employees right now, is doing things like this as a team. Because if you build that relationship with them, they will stay. So if you're going out, you're doing these things as a team, you're having fun, you're driving around your golf cart, you're matching in these ridiculous, you know, Argyle outfits. I think that it's a great way to kind of, you know, obviously support a nonprofit, support these local businesses, as well as just kind of have fun together and then kind of just forget about, you know, some of the stresses in that office and then just hang out.
Got a lot of golfers out there, got a lot of people that just like to be out in nature, even whether it's golf or not. And I'm so glad you brought this up. It's such a strong, good point that, yes, this is a networking event and a great opportunity to run into people maybe you haven't met before or you haven't seen in a while or anything and just catch up with, let alone the business angle of things. But the team building part of it is such a cool part of it, too. And there isn't a whole lot of opportunities to that. And I think one of the strongest things that you could bring up right now, Lacey, is the idea of keeping employees. Mm-hmm. That is gigantic to any business, any CEO, anybody out there. And you're right. I mean, this is one of the ways you do those kind of things, is by building that team up. You're not likely to leave people that you have a relationship with, regardless of price or scheduling or any of these things. It's one of the ways that we have seen, and this isn't just Lacey and I saying this, the stats show this, the numbers show this. This is one of the ways of keeping employees.
Yes, people stay where they are appreciated.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The Lucky's Golf Outing, 41st annual, and a shout out to the 41st. That's amazing. That is pretty cool. We got other great events coming up, Lacey. I wanted to get into with you. If you don't mind, I wanted to talk a little bit about Coffee with the Chamber, one of my favorite events you all pull off, not only because I love coffee, but also because I love that you guys always feature a unique and great speaker that hits the point, you know, and topical usually.
Yes. That is going to be August 28th, Coffee with the Chamber, 8:30 to 9:30. Coffee sponsors Caribou Coffee, which I went and got today.
Oh, love.
They have like this new energy lemonade thing, and yeah. If you can't tell
so good.
how I'm talking today, it definitely works.
It's good stuff.
Really, really great. I love this. Obviously I'm a huge fan of the mayor. He looks, I even told him I really loved this picture of him, and he was like, what picture are you talking about? The speaker is going to be Kyle Curran, so our director of community development in the city, as well as the mayor, Matt Zacher. They're going to come out and discuss the economic development update to obviously cover things that are going on in our community, as well as changes, kind of how we're working on that downtown survey, as well as the planning project, and then as well as the new master plan that they have, which we also have on our table when we're at Lunch by the River or our local events, just kind of the changes that they're trying to make. So I'm huge on, if you want to see something, you need to say something. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who is consistently having opinions about things, but you're not going to the source, maybe you really don't have that strong of an opinion. So I think that if you have something you want to say, I think this is a perfect way to come out, come listen. They typically try to do some kind of networking before and after with everyone that is registered. Registration is free for chamber members. So if your business is a chamber member, you are a chamber member. So that is free for you. Non-members, $10. That is the chamber boardroom. You can do it virtually if you'd like. You can register online. You can register with a QR code. You can come in and register. If you can't register, you can kind of come in and we'll help you figure it out. Really excited. We've kind of changed Coffee with the Chamber a little bit to have it more impactful, so we're not having it every month. We are spending time to make sure that we're getting things that are actually important and pertinent to this community. So definitely come out. Kyle and Matt are good sports, and I think that they're people that they genuinely listen. They're not listening, mm-hmm. To respond. They're listening to understand you. So if you are someone who feels very strongly about the ATV, if you're someone that feels really strongly about, things that are happening in this area, come out. It's 8:30 to 9:30. Obviously, if you're at work, you work remotely, do it virtually. We also will have it, I think, posted online after for a little bit, for about 30 days, I think, if you'd like to watch it then. So definitely come.
Both of these guys are there in these positions in part because they want to hear from the community. You want to do right by the community. They're not in this for any flash or anything like the paycheck, if I'm being blunt, mm-hmm. or any of these things. They're doing this because they love this area and they've seen that these are positions I can do some good in. And now that they're in those positions, especially for Matt, wants to hit the ground running, mm-hmm. and wants your ideas, wants to hear you. Are you a dog that wants to bark at the wall, or do you want to be heard? You can be heard. You can be heard at the Coffee with the Chamber. They want to hear you. Reach out to them and meet them there. August 28th, 8:30 to 9:30. It's going to be a fun event. That's going to be fun. We'll be hyping that up as we get closer to it, Lacey.
Thank you.
Got a couple things I want to touch on before we wrap up. Community Leadership 24-25. Registration is now open.
Yes. So the teen leadership's already full. We actually, that has grown congrats. So much that we actually, unfortunately, have to turn people away until we can get additional transportation from these schools. Very excited for the teen leadership, as well as, obviously, I was in community leadership last year, so I can speak to how much it affected me, how much it's affected people that I was in the group with. Obviously, I was in it with a police officer, and he got to lead the parade on Sunday, and I was like, hey, bestie. but yeah, really, really excited. I love community leadership, and it's one day a month. And you can go there. You're going to learn your communication style. You're going to learn how you communicate. You're going to learn about your own bias. You're going to learn about this community, how this community has changed, where this community needs to go towards, where we shouldn't go towards, our narrative, finding our voice, finding, what can separate us from everyone else, and, kind of just learning more about where you are and what you can do in this area. Our community leadership project, I'm just finishing up right now, but it's essentially kind of a master way to have support here, that way you're not going to 19 different places and carrying around 19 different brochures. It's just in one place, and it's a centralized just kind of cheat sheet on where you need to go, what you need to do, if you need what side of town your garbage goes on. It's interesting, the stuff that you don't know until you move somewhere and you're like, who do I ask? And so it's really great that we were able to do that as a group. It's the change can be made. You're doing a community leadership project or two projects, depending on how it is. You're going to bond. You're going to spend time with these people, and you're going to make connections in this community, not only networking, but even just learning from other businesses and what they do, what they have to offer. It can actually change things. And I think that I mean, I always want to be a change maker. So yeah, it's big to me.
I think that the best leaders I've ever known can always strive to get better and believe they can be better leaders. And one thing that I think is noteworthy about this, and especially as we're the open registration, encouraging people to register, you really are a great example for this, Lacey. You came into this job and I thought, okay, she's going to be good at this. She's got this down. You came in on the air with us, comfortable, confident, but I could tell when you were taking this class, and I could tell as you progressed and felt stronger and better, to where now you just walk in here like it's nothing, and come on the air here, mm-hmm, with us and do such a nice job. The confidence that you had, that confidence, it's been heightened. It's been supported. You can see that it has been, you know, something that you have worked on, and that you built up some of that confidence through your fellow classmates, if you will, through the leadership program.
I appreciate you saying that.
It's so cool to see. I love seeing human beings evolve and, mm-hmm, grow and get bigger. And I didn't expect that with you with this, because like I said, you came in and I thought you were already pretty good. I didn't realize you could reach even higher.
Yeah.
That's something you could see out of your employees. If you were a business out there, there's nobody that couldn't, mm-hmm, ask for more out of that, out of a program, or get more out of a program than this program. It's a really good one.
Absolutely. And you can only lead people. I kept hearing that, and everything, every week they would tell you, you can't lead people beyond where you are. So yeah, if you want to grow, you have to grow. You have, yeah, to, you have to be in a room where it's where it's uncomfortable, it's change, you're getting to know people. And the first time we met everyone, it was weird. A lot of us didn't talk. It was very quiet. And then by the end of it, Laura was like, okay, everyone, we're going to start. Okay, everyone, we're going to start. Because we were all in this, yeah, and talking and learning and feeding off each other. And hey, we have this upcoming event, and we were all trying to support each other and in turn supporting this community. So attending these things that some of them were like, I didn't even know you guys did that.
Right.
I didn't even know that existed. Mm. And they're, even though they are a chamber business, they weren't aware of it.
If people want to reach out and find out more or get people registered, where can they go? How can they do that?
Absolutely. That is going to be Laura Bonner Ridgeway. That is at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830 for more information.
Keep in mind, the Chamber has Chamber Cash available for sale. Be sure to stop on by there, yes, and pick some of that up and find out more. And if they do want to pick up, whether it's Chamber Cash or anything else going on with you guys, Lacey, how can they be in touch with you?
Absolutely. So we will have Chamber Cash at every event, as well as Lunch by the River. We'll have it at Gather. We'll have it at Rendezvous. Definitely buy for me, because I'm competing against my coworkers. So, and I want to win, obviously. But $1,850 in Chamber gift certificates awarded in those 16 days. Our print sponsor is Assumption Catholic Schools. We're going to kick it off with a $250 Chamber gift certificate. That is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Nakusa. And then that will be kicked off. We will post every day live on Facebook. And then you can come in, pick that up. We can send it in the mail if you'd like to. But yeah, 1 for $10 or 3 for $20. And I know a lot of people won, and then you can keep going. You can keep winning. So, mm-hmm, there was someone, I think they spent $20 and they won 3 times. So
that's awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's a solid investment.
It's a pretty
solid
good investment. Yeah. Pretty good investment right there. Find out more, get that Chamber Cash, and be a part of these great events. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow the Chamber on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things and spread the word about these events. Share their events so that other people can see them. You never know who might attend and might take this in. Lacey, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up on the morning on Midday Magazine here at WFHR Local Grown Radio.